Evolutionists base their thesis of so-called human evolution, their major claim, on fictitious and imaginary family tree diagrams. They do not have the slightest evidence to support their claim that human beings evolved. For that reason, they manufacture their own evidence by completing the various skull and bone fragments they collect during excavations with hoax illustrations in whatever manner they so choose. They give these imaginary pictures various names and create a supposed family tree of human evolution by setting them out in a sequence of their own choosing. The Nebraska Man hoax, which you saw earlier in this film, is one of the most notable examples of these imaginary representations. Evolutionists produce images of a fictitious human ancestor on the basis of a single tooth that they would later prove to belong to a boar. They went even further and added representations of his wife and children. The imaginary species to which they give the name Nebraska Man was for years portrayed as scientific evidence in evolutionary literature. Naturally, evolutionists' efforts to produce false evidence did not come to an end with the Nebraska Man. Proponents of evolution have produced countless false intermediate forms for their imaginary family tree on the basis of various fragments of bone they have discovered. What encourages evolutionists to produce such false evidence is the large numbers of fossils on which they can base their groundless speculation. More than 6,000 species of ape are known to have lived over the course of history. A large part of these have become extinct and disappeared. Today, there are only 120 species of apes in the world. Therefore, the fossil remains of around 6,000 extinct species of ape represent a rich resource for evolutionists. Evolutionists put together skulls and bone fragments from some of these extinct species according to their requirements. They then arrange these in order of size, from small to large, and write scenarios of human evolution by adding skulls belonging to some extinct human races to this series. This scenario contains a great many imaginary species that never actually existed at all. The false nature of all these imaginary species claimed to represent the forerunners of human beings, such as Java Man, Beijing Man, and Lucy, have all been demonstrated over and over again. And evolutionists have countless times admitted that the fossils they have submitted as evidence are a very far cry from being in the slightest bit scientific. A great many fake fossils have been proposed as so-called forerunners of human beings, including Java Man, discovered on the island of Java by the Dutch anatomist Eugene Dubois, and claimed on the basis of a skull, which later transpired to belong to a gibbon, to be a so-called ancestor of human beings. Beijing Man was heralded as a forerunner of human beings on the basis of independent bone fragments found at different times over the course of a 10-year period in the area around Beijing. These fragments then mysteriously disappeared, leaving behind nothing more than fantastical pictures and models. Then, there was the Pithecanthropus fossil, discovered in India in 1932, and alleged to represent the first stage in the supposed transition from ape to man. This was used as definitive evidence by evolutionists for 50 years, until it was realized in 1982 that the fossil actually belonged to an ancient species of orangutan. The fossil known as Lucy was discovered by the American anthropologist Donald Johanson in 1974 and was regarded as a symbol of evolution for decades. Subsequently, even evolutionists abandoned it when it was realized that Lucy actually belonged to an extinct form of chimpanzee. Then there was the skull fragment found near the town of Ors in Spain in 1983, announced to be the oldest human fossil in Europe, and inserted into evolutionist literature under the name of Orsman. Later, it emerged that the skull fragment actually belonged to a four-month-old monkey. These are just a few of the hoax fossils that evolutionists have come up with in order to provide supposed evidence for human evolution. In conclusion, all the paleontological, anatomical, and biological discoveries that have been made show that, like all other such claims, the claim of the evolution of man is completely invalid. The fossil record shows that throughout the course of history, human beings have always existed as human beings, and apes have always existed as apes. There's absolutely no concrete evidence of any familial link between human beings and apes. Apart from frauds, distortions, sleight of hand, misleading illustrations, and fictitious interpretations.